T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Been talking about pass interference, the new challenge rule. It was in the news this week with the owners telling the competition committee, you have our blessing to tweak it, maybe take out the booth review portion. It's going to be a big, big issue next season in the NFL. So we're going to the Wester hotline, and we're going to bring in John Parry. John is former NFL official, 12 years as a referee. Now he is the officiating analyst for ESPN. John, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
From your perspective, first off, as a former official, as a referee, what did you think of the idea when it was approved of the NFL allowing pass interference challenges? Let's start there.
Well, I think, number one, they didn't exactly land where I hoped that we had landed. And that is the fact that it would be great if we could create a system that everyone can agree with, that we could potentially correct that egregious, jump out at you, clear and obvious officiating mistake. And the issue with that is the word egregious. What is egregious to you may not be egregious to me. I think in some ways we make that a little bit more difficult than it needs to be. There's generally one play, two plays in every game that just kind of feels different, looks different. Fans' reaction is different, coaches, players. I think if we could come to terms with what that is, I think we could potentially look at this three-hour football game and potentially change or correct anything. As it relates to the pass interference, of course, the poster child was created in January, but the genesis is that we struggled a little bit, and probably more with offensive pass interference than we did defensive pass interference. Off of the ISO camera that you see on television, the off receivers, where there is no ISO for pick routes and within 1 yard, so extending those drives was huge. And I've wrestled with this topic, I can tell you, for 2 or 3 weeks mentally, and when it was on replay, I could come up with 25 issues. If it's on the coaches, I could come up with 25 issues and vacillated on, man, what is the best way to potentially do this? And it wasn't really until yesterday that I would tell you I kind of came to terms with this. Okay, it's a starting point. We're using technology. We're going to make a correction. Pass interference, if that's where we're going to start, fine. I think down the road we're going to see much, much more. What I like about it is it's in the coach's hands. It's on the field. We're going to make the decision on whether or whether or not to re-officiate based on what the two coaches think, which I am a huge fan of. It eliminates us having to figure out, can we create a definition of egregious or enough to look at, where 34 replay official team members are all consistent. And I think we'd have struggled there. Taken that, we don't even need to think about egregious. If McDermott thinks it's enough, he'll challenge. When we get inside there, it's a little bit of a different animal. The on-field officials are going to be the same as they have always been. All the philosophies and interpretations, that's what they're sticking with. When we get to a replay, it is going to be slow motion, frame by frame, every angle that they have available to them. A lot of things look a lot of different ways when you slow it down and freeze it, but we'll see if the league can come up with a template to use to determine whether or not we're going to put a flag down, whether or not we're going to pick a flag up, as it relates to the two words, significantly hinders.
Yeah, but see, that's, I think, the Rams-Saints play is easy. I mean, anybody could overturn that, right? But it's as you well know, right? I always felt pass interference is maybe the toughest call officials have to make. It's very subjective. And what I would be wondering about, the call that isn't the Rams-Saints call, You know, the guy on the field could think it's pass interference. The guy in the booth might not. And the next week, a different guy in the booth might see the same play and he might think it isn't. I mean, there's so much subjectivity in this. I'm worried about this thing, you know, grounding the game to just a complete halt. And you have no rhyme or reason in the booth reviews because each person might look at it differently. And you know, John, there's so much contact on pass plays anyway.
Well, and I think that's a positive to where I think they will land. I think if they had landed where inside 2 minutes, the replay official team, 17 of them, that I believe would have been a huge issue.
Mm-hmm.
Stoppages would have been up, different thoughts, human error. And that goes into that 25 categories that I could come up with. Man, if we're going to put it in their hands, we are in trouble. Not because they can't do it.
Yeah.
It just would be more difficult. I like the fact that, hey, 32 coaches, you decide. You decide what you want to look at. You decide what we should look at. And they have gone around team after team after team, and they're presenting this idea. As it pertains to putting the flag down, picking the flag up, remember, we got Big Brother in New York.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one. They're the ones that will determine game in, game out, 256 games, 17 weeks, what we're going with,
yeah.
What we're not going to go with.
I guess that's the question. What's the standard? What will New York determine to be? Again, egregious is easy, but if they're going to slow it down, frame by frame, zoom in, what is the standard they will use for overturn?
I think they're still trying to define that.
Yep.
I tell you that Al is going to every team. I think he's done 22 out of 32, and they've got a set of plays. They got 10 offensive pass interference plays. They have 10 defensive pass interference plays. And the ultimate question is, to the coaches, would you want us to stop it? And B, what do you want to do with it? So we can create the language, we can create the template as it pertains to consistency in putting a flag down or picking a flag up.
John, from an official standpoint, whether it's an official or the referee, what do you think are the toughest calls to make in the game from your standpoint?
You know, it probably sounds cliche-ous, but I can tell you that in a 3-hour window on that football field with 22 elite players, there is no easy call. I wish there was. I mean, even our little delay game, you know, you're looking up at the clock,
mm-hmm.
The judge is going 0-0, now he's going to come down and find the football. Is it on the ground? Is it up? Is it just up? Every play that we make is difficult. Pass fumble with the quarterback is extremely difficult for a referee. Pass interference. I mean, it's a big impact play. It's what everybody's talking about right now. You got guys that are running 4-3, 4-4, and there's contact on every play.
Mm-hmm.
So none of them are easy.
The other thing, John Perry is with us, by the way, ESPN officiating analyst. We have talked about from time to time as an outsider that it feels like there's so many rules in the NFL, and that it you know, could you just sit down, go through the rule book from front to back, and start editing stuff out and streamline the rule book. Since you know the rule book front to back, is that feasible? Is it possible? And would it ever happen?
Well, you're talking my language. I am a simplistic individual, and you are absolutely correct on this topic. We have the rule book, the instant replay rule book, the replay case book, the rule book case book. We have a 92-page philosophical document. Not so much on rules, but how we manage the game as it pertains to calling, not calling. I've got a referee manual that's 160 pages. There is so much data for a National Football League official. There is no doubt that I would be in your camp as it pertains to, can we carve out?
Mm-hmm.
Can we carve out some of this stuff to make it simple, make it more digestible for both coaches, players, fans? And I would be all in favor for that. And can we do it? Absolutely.
Hmm.
We just have to commit ourselves to simplification.
Final thing for you. Do you like either of these ideas? Both of these came up for discussion after the Rams-Saints game, before, you know, they adopted the challenges for pass interference. What about either? adding another on-field official to the crew or having an eye on the sky to help out the crew, so to speak?
Well, we'd be 0 for 2 there, at least in my book. We have attempted for multiple years the eighth official on the field during preseason games. We've tested it. I've worked, I would guess going back 5-6 games during different preseasons with this eighth official in different spots. Our issue is this. We will never put an umpire back in the field of play on the defensive side near the linebackers based on, number one, safety,
yep,
and number two, based on the amount of crossing routes in our game.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference between college. So without having a spot to put somebody there, and we have tried them all over, and I can tell you, number one, it's awkward. Number two, I don't think we get the bang for the buck with having an eighth official. We can do this, and we can do this better with the seven that we have. In reference to the sky judge, no, I'm not a fan of that, and here's why. Finding 17 people to go up in the rooster nest to evaluate the game and determine what should, what shouldn't be stopped, what should, what shouldn't be a foul, we're back into that consistency issue. We're just adding another human layer to potentially create even more issues.
John Perry with us, now an officiating analyst at ESPN, was in the NFL, spent 12 years as a referee. My head's exploding just from the books you mentioned. Someday, send me all that stuff, and I'll see if I can digest all of it. Thank you for coming on with us this morning, John. Appreciate your insight on all this.
You bet. Have a great day, great weekend.
Thank you, you too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.